would buy the barrels and wine in 50-gallon barrels and bottle their own wine. And that was one of my jobs for my grandfather, to clean the bottles, take buckshot, BBs, a shot, you know what BB shots are, buckshot, and clean the sediment out of the bottle. Then they had a bottle rack where they put them on the drain. Then, when they get ready to bottle, I would take care of the corks. You had to wet the corks, and so they would give and inserting them in the bottle with the wine. Then they'd stack them in these metal wine racks.
What about the banana boats?
Well, that's coming later. But anyway, then we would go around cutting grass by the hand mower, not the power. And my grandmother and grandfather had, unfortunately, at times, a concrete walk, sidewalk, which was rare. We couldn't use skates or anything like that because there were few sidewalks. Anyway, I got two bits for sweeping three lots of sidewalk. That is three lots in that, and East End was 4210, so that's 120 feet a sidewalk in a corner, 120 feet deep, for 25 cents. With a wore-out broom, and I mean the grandma would check the rivets and the sidewalk, so I'd get it clean for 2 bits. Then we had to trim our trees, chinaberry trees for kindling wood in the fall. I'd have to cut them and cut kindling and stuff like that to stack it. And then everybody had chickens, and we'd go down to the, don't ever put this in your story.
That's okay, I just use that so I don't have to take.
We'd go down and sweep the grain cars out and get wheat for the chickens. But one boy went too strong, some kids. They cut a hole in the bottom of the boxcar and put a, got what they want, put a bung in it.
What?
A bung. You know what a bung is? It's a stopper. Like you put in a barrel, you know, it's a stopper, a bung. And when the train came along to put a switch into the elevator, grain elevator, the bung was knocked out. Mm-hmm. And when it went to the elevator, the grain was falling out of the boxcar, on the floor. Now you, if you've ever seen the depth of an ordinary boxcar, it must be 3 or 4 inches. And whoever did it sure had a lot of patience. But he got caught. He went up the road. Because the dead giveaway, because the sharks were looking for him after that, you see. But as far as getting grain as a rule out of the boxcar, they wouldn't arrest you because they were going back to the railroad. And so we used to get enough grain at times for the chickens or the pigeons.
Did so, you do that?
Well, me? Oh, you know I didn't do it. Anyway, but as I say, our games, getting back, was baseball mostly. And this shinny, you know what shinny is? Shinny is like a palm. Take a stick off a palm, cut the fan off the palm, and use that to hit a little ball, and go from something like, I guess like hockey, but in a way. But we call it shinny.